God for the life of Rand Alexander Braumeyer, this dear brother in Christ of ours, who we wish we had had more time with, but we gather in the hope and the joy of Easter resurrection. We know that even in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, that there is hope for those who belong to Christ. We give thanks to God for his baptism and the faith in Jesus that he granted to him. And so we gather in joy, even in the midst of our sorrow. Everything that you'll need for our order of service today is printed for you on the green bulletin that you received as you came in. The only exception to that would be the words to the hymns, which are printed for you in the burgundy colored hymnals in front of you. And today we will begin with an opening hymn, number 740, I Am Jesus, Little Lamb. The congregation may be seated. Thank you. We give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Rand and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Old Testament reading today comes to us from the 139th Psalm, verses 7 through 17. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God himself will be with them as their God. was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also, he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18, beginning with verse 15. Now they were bringing even infants to Jesus, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, having heard God's word, we join together in speaking the words of our Apostles' Creed, which is also known as our baptismal creed. This is the creed that was confessed on Rand's behalf on the day that he was baptized. We confess it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Our next hymn is number 752, "Be Still My Soul."
Thank you.
Lives of Rand Alexander Brommeier. To those of you who are gathered here today mourning in Christian hope, gathered here to try to make sense out of something that really just can't be understood, to express both joy and sorrow that this little boy in the Lord's infinite wisdom was taken into his arms in heaven a lot earlier than we wish he was. And especially to you, Adam and Shane and Henrik, and the rest of Rand's loving earthly family. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. Those are the opening lines, the opening sentences of the Wheel of Time series of fantasy novels that were written by author Robert Jordan, and which became the reason why Rand got the name Rand. And I talked a little bit about that at his baptism back in February. But I'm bringing this up again now because I think there are things about the Wheel of Time series that can help us try to process a little bit what has happened, this sudden and incomprehensible loss. Now, I say this keeping in mind that Shane and Adam have read a lot more of the series than I have. So the main character, the hero, Rand, I actually don't even know what his fate is in the books. You know a lot more than I do. So if you have any questions about the Wheel of Time, they're the people to ask. But what I do know is that in this fantasy world that Robert Jordan created, one of the big ideas is that the flow of time is sort of like this big wheel, which you would find as part of a spinner's loom, weaving all of the threads of the universe together into one big, mostly predetermined pattern. And so the idea in the books is that every single individual life is like one thread that's being woven into that pattern. And the character Rand, that this little Rand was named after, is oftentimes sort of wrestling with this idea of everything that he decides, everything that he chooses to do, it all just kind of ends up being woven into the pattern that was already preset for him. And so there's this tension between what is just fate and what is free will. And it seems as though the things that happen were just inevitably going to happen. And there wasn't anything that could be done about it. And I got to tell you, on a day like today, I'm really personally thankful that the Wheel of Time is only fantasy and not reality. Because that is not how Christians understand the real world. The world that our loving Heavenly Father created for all of us to live in. And I'm thankful I can stand here in this pulpit right now and tell you with 100% certainty that what we are experiencing was not supposed to be part of the pattern. This is not God's original plan for all of us. The Bible teaches us that God is the author of life. He wants us to live. He wants babies to grow up. The fact that we are here today means that something has gone wrong in the pattern. But we give thanks that our God has also promised that he will fix the things that are wrong. And that Easter has given us something to hold on to, because we know that what was wrong in Rand's thread has been made right for all eternity because of Jesus. When you think about the way that we all assumed the thread of Rand's life would be woven in this world, what we were all hoping and dreaming for it to be like, this was the furthest thing from our minds. we've been left with so many questions and not many answers. How is it possible that this healthy child, this sweet little happy smiley boy, could one day just be having a great time hanging out at Jack's confirmation party, enjoying getting to meet some of his family members for the first time? Everybody got to hold him. It was a great day. And all of a sudden, less than 24 hours later, everything changes forever. It makes no sense to us, and it hurts a lot. But look at the ways that God intervened in the pattern of Rand's life, even just for the 82 days that we were with him. Look at how God gave Rand this loving family to be a part of and how loved and safe he felt. Look at how Rand was so blessed that he got to live his whole little life in Hoyleton, Illinois. Better 82 days in Hoyleton than 1,000 elsewhere. That's what they say, right? Well, maybe that's what they should say in honor of Rand. Most importantly, look at how Jesus rescued Rand's soul. How he saved him from his sins. I want to remind you what that wonderful moment sounded like.
Rand Alexander Brahmeyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen.
That moment really happened. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a hallucination. We have the recording. It's on the hard drive. It's up in the cloud. It really happened. The picture that you guys took as a family is still up on the wall in the entryway on the way out of church. The lamb that has Rand's name on it is still back there in the narthex on the cradle roll. It was real, and it mattered. It was honestly the best thing that could have ever happened to little Rand, and it's the thing that we need to cling to, that God intervened and rescued Rand for all eternity, and that helps us deal with some of the pain and the loss that we feel right now. Walking into church this morning and also last night, for those of you who happened to be here for the visitation, I'm sure you noticed that we have the Easter cross that's out there on the way up the steps leading into church. This is something that has become sort of a new tradition for us here at Trinity over the last few years. It's kind of nice because it gives families a chance to gather together out there and put a flower on the cross, take a picture next to it, and all of that. This year, less than 24 hours after Easter Sunday services, we ended up having some severe weather come through this area with some heavy thunderstorms, a lot of rain, and a lot of wind. And so when you look at that cross right now, the flowers look kind of droopy. Kind of looks a little sad. It doesn't really look very vibrant the way it did on Easter Sunday morning, the way that you would expect a big symbol of Easter victory to look. And I think that's probably a good representation of the way that we're all feeling, our collective mood right now. I mean, we walk into this sanctuary here and we see all of the signs of Easter victory all around us. We see all these lilies that are up here on the altar, and if you get close enough, you actually can still smell them. You got the Easter banner back here, the butterfly symbol up here. Even my own stole has these big, giant, golden letters, Alleluia, down the side of it. The sanctuary is screaming Easter victory right now. But we're still feeling a little droopy. A lot droopy. because we walk in here and we see this all-too-little casket still front and center, and a grieving family trying their best to hold it all together, and a gut-wrenching reminder that on this side of heaven, even the light of Easter still has the shadow of death lurking in the background, or sometimes in the foreground, as it seems to be this year. Light and shadow are also two major themes in the Wheel of Time, by the way. Light representing good, shadow representing evil. But the interesting thing about that is that the series is clear to say that what makes the Wheel of Time move is only the light. The shadow has nothing to do with it. Only the power of the light can make the pattern be woven. And so if you want to translate that into the real world, I think that's a really good thing for us to think about when something tragic like this makes our sinful nature start to wonder if God is even involved, if God is even present among us, or if he really even cares. The reality is there's nothing in this world that happens unless God makes it happen, unless the light makes it happen. And although we don't understand what God is doing, since his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways, we do know that what he does do, he always does for our good. And truly, he always treats us better than we deserve. I want to share another audio clip, if I can, of something else that was said on Rand's baptismal day. Actually, this was part of the sermon that I gave that day. Obviously, this is before we knew what was going to happen.
I love that this passage has come up for us today on a day when we got to witness and celebrate a baptism, because I think that's just a perfect example of what Jesus is trying to teach us here. It gives us a great illustration. Let's just say, hypothetically, after the service today, somebody went to congratulate baby Rand and his parents and said, "I really hope that that baby has the day that he deserves." What would we assume people mean by that? We would assume that would be a positive thing, right? Because babies are cute. We see babies as being innocent, and they bring us so much joy. So why wouldn't baby Rand deserve to have a joyful day in return? But let's not forget the reason why he had to be brought to the baptismal font today. Why Rand needed to be washed clean today. Because he, just like the rest of us, is naturally an enemy of God. He, just like the rest of us, is a poor, miserable sinner. He, just like the rest of us, deserves to have not only a bad day, but a bad eternity, separated from God forever and ever. But thanks be to God, Jesus loves his enemies. He loves Rand, and he loves you too.
As long as we live in this life, we are in the midst of sin and death. But Jesus has intervened in this pattern of our lives. Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus loves Rand, and Jesus loves you. And something I really want us to take to heart today and every day going forward from here is that Rand's earthly life, as short as it was not a mistake. It was not an accident. Rand was and is God's child, created by the God of the universe for a purpose. Listen again to these words of Psalm 139. "You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." Those words apply just as much to Rand as they do to any one of us here. Our God doesn't take such care in creating us just to snuff us out without a thought. But instead, knowing that we live in a creation where now sad and tragic things are unfortunately possible, where children can lose their lives in sudden and unexplainable ways, God has done everything to make sure that not a single child of his is lost eternally. Good Friday and Easter has shown us that, in fact, that he would rather snuff himself out. He would rather rip his own thread out of the pattern. He would rather die on a cross. So that someday this sort of tragedy would never happen again to anybody in the new creation. And in the meantime, until the last day comes, God's children who pass away, like Rand and so many others, get to continue to live in the paradise of heaven, in the arms of their Savior, where the sorrows of this life are in the past, and they stay in the past forever. It's a blessing to know that our lives are not just predetermined by a wheel of time, but that it's God who weaves as God wills, because God is the one who's always on our side, and he has truly destroyed death and has given us eternal hope in this age, in an age long past, in an age yet to come. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, and your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Rand and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Rand Alexander Brahmeyer and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. We will sing hymn number 763.